Welcome to The Light Show with Daniella Breen. Hello, everyone. I am Daniella Breen, and I'm welcoming you to The Light Show. This monthly radio show is all about holding the light. Your light, you holding your light, me holding my light, each of us holding our light, standing together for humanity as we walk this journey home. Wow, what a month it's been. A lot of changes have taken place. A lot of unfolding. I am watching so many individuals as they clear their form, coming increasingly into their strength, coming home. It's a wonderful thing to watch. People's lives are changing because they're doing the work, they're holding the light, and they're holding for their... And that's one of the things that we'll be, I'll be talking about with you today is on our show is the focus of your form and what it actually is, how it works, and how you work with it, and why life is so tough. The focus is light, and the understanding of light becomes stronger as we talk about how it all works, how this design is, what we are. There are so many different ideas out there, but these days we are in a time and truth that has been hidden from humanity because it had to be hidden for to avoid further distortion is now becoming available in its deepest, truest form, in its deepest, truest definition. What it all boils down to is you are strong. You have an amazing form that is designed for you to bring the world to a wonderful condition, extraordinary beyond the imagining right now. We will have a civilization that is like something that has never before been or existed. Cool. Okay, so I am stumbling a bit. I'll explain. Usually I do this in my room at home. However, there's some construction going on, and so electricity is being shut off for the day. Internet connection's being shut off for the day. And so I had to head off somewhere where it was available. And so I chose McDonald's. So there's a bit of light glaring in through the window. There's all kinds of activity around, but I'm here, and we're here to hold the light. Okay, so let's have a look. Do want to go straight into a beautiful alignment, okay? An alignment with the heart and your light. So just take a moment to get comfortable, centered. In the center of your heart is the most beautiful spinning ball of light. It's been so smoothly, so rapidly, but it barely, you barely can tell that it's moving at all, but it is in the center of the ball. Is a spectacular streaming star of light. This light is the ultimate sacred truth of you. It is the sacred truth, all that is. But this is yours that comes via your soul, uniquely for your use, for your purpose. You have full ability to transform the condition of your form, of your relationship and presence with light. And so I invite you to expand that star of light so that it is all the way through you and around you and throughout. The same light, whether it is a tiny speck or an infinite stream, the light is absolute. It is your relationship with it, your presence with it, your development in holding the light, in your consciousness, in all different subjects and areas and thoughts in holding your light, your intention in holding your light. These are the things that alter. Ways in which distortion has you separated from the light, misunderstanding the light, even afraid of the light. All these things generate variation in your relationship with the light. However, you are coming home. And so all distortion you can clear. And as that occurs, more of you comes home. The more you are home, the more you are at one with the light. Now, in this beautiful, expanded light condition, feel the oneness of you in the light. Surrender to it like a drug, allow it to soak through you. Apologies, I have hay fever. Be with it. Be one with it. Be as the light. Be the light. Some may misunderstand this and instead take it on like a drug. That's not being present with the light. Instead, maintain your conscious awareness. Hold your presence, your form in the light, as the light. Even coming into the intention of listening into this show, participating in this very strong light interactive work. Your choice of being here, your choice of holding the light is already in effect. I know that many of you consider themselves and therefore are holding the light day in, day out, night in, night out. I also know that when you gather on this show or this playback or any of the playbacks, you come into it knowing that you stand beside me and everybody else who is present with this show, listening right now. Each one of us holding the light, holding the light for ourselves, holding the light for each other, holding the light for humanity. You can't get away from that simply because you are present in human form. Whatever other form you identify with, Pleiadian, Sirian, Fae, you are also present in human form. And that enables you to be a part of the great mandala of light that we generate together through this show. The great mandala of light that does not have a gender. It is not holding form to generate any kind of control over humanity, or harm for humanity, or personal ideas of right and wrong for humanity. This mandala of light that we generate by standing together is about each person having available to them the strength, the personal strength of holding their own light, of knowing their own light, of being at one with their own light, of coming home, of being strong, of being free. This practice, this action, this light holder's choice is freedom for you and for all who choose it. Goodness, this oneness and unity in individuality is such a powerhouse of strength and muscle building for all light holders everywhere. It is available not to direct towards a particular issue or problem, but purely and specifically in the condition of oneness in light consciousness for each individual, of the growing and strengthening of freedom and choosing light and holding light for every person. For you, you, every time you do this, become stronger. Stronger in it. And stronger in the mandala, this great mandala of light. Have you seen it yet? Have you felt it yet? It is beautiful. And it is organically developing in light. In other words, there's no control here. There's no agenda here. We are holding the light. And as each of us, you, me, everyone, each of us holds the light, the mandala organically forms and grows and becomes stronger. And you with it. Your relationship with light becomes stronger. You heal. You come home. And you hold conscious presence home. In stronger and stronger ways and depths and consciousness. It's divine, and there's no surrender. This isn't about surrendering to the light. It is about being the light. When I say it isn't about surrender to the light, there is a fear and a misunderstanding about the loss, and it is distortion, about the loss of self. And that comes from having lost control to external consciousness. That is not what being one with God is. You have a direct line, a direct path from you to God without interruption. In other words, you may perceive yourself, and that is fine. However, there is no break between your light and God. Your light is your presence with God, oneness with God. So the more you align with your light, as your light in wholeness, home, the more you are completely in line with the truth of yourself, which is God. And it is unique. You have your own special gifts, your own special opportunities, availabilities, joys, wonders. You are free. This is not an enslavement where you're here to do an external God's will. No. You are free. All you need to do is eliminate the distortion, clear the distortion from your form, and you increasingly come home to wholeness in light. So here we are on this journey home, holding this spectacular light. Each person comes through their form. This is not about Reiki. This is not about attunements. This is not about earth light or fey light or other types of light. They're all wonderful. True light is beautiful in all its forms, in each of its forms. And it contributes to our beingness, to our way, to our freedom, and what we can do with it. But your light, your light is what we are here for. For you to hold your light while I hold my light. I don't want your light for me. I want it for you. The stronger you are in home, in light, the stronger I am in my light, home, the stronger each individual, each person is in their light, in their ability to operate in their light, to know their light, to express themselves, to express their light. The more wonderful, beautiful, and amazing, stand with me right now, shoulder to shoulder, holding your unique, beautiful, sacred light. The more you do it, the stronger you become. The more you do it, the stronger you become in your ability to hold without distortion your light, without wavering your light. Can you feel it? Your light, through your form, standing strong. And you just keep becoming stronger. Become aware of others, myself and others around the world, throughout humanity, standing shoulder to shoulder, each of us holding our own light. Feel it. See it if you can. Imagine it. Use your imagination to bypass any distortion. In other words, if you struggle to see, if you struggle with psychic awareness, use your imagination to expand beyond all difficulty and just be present with this extraordinary gathering and the mandala that it forms. That I had ideas of talking about today, but for a start, I'm going to leave that, and I may step into it later if we need to fill in some time. However, what I want to focus on now is what I promised this show would be about, and that is providing a deeper definition of what your form is and how it relates to holding the light and what it means for you to hold the light with your form under these circumstances. So, let's talk about the form. Every individual has form. It is part of the design for the human race. The form is probably easiest compared to or likened to a block of clay, except that instead of using your hands to shape the clay, it is your intention that shapes the clay, that shapes your form. As you likely know, I talk regularly about distortion, and it holds minimal attention here in comparison to a lot of the work I do, simply because my focus here is holding the light. It's the flip side of the coin. It is the coming home and the developing your strength in being present, home, and increasingly whole. So this is where you build your muscles, and this is where you hold for humanity to come home and be free, be whole. But the truth is that we are leaving. When I say we're coming home, what we're coming out of is a massive, massive tangle of many different kinds of distortions that have deepened across time and space and has been generated to the detriment of our freedom. Of our quality of life, relationships. Of our world. This form that you have, that I have, that we impress upon it, what we hold with it, into it, as we would clay, what we shape, is held in what is called the matrix. From that comes into the world. Now, you don't control whether something is held in the matrix or not in your form. That is an automatic, natural part of the design of you, of your human presence, of the human design. That is God's choice. See, whatever is in your form, exists in the world, and your experience of the world and others' experience of you. And it's all tangled in together. Beliefs are formed in this tangle. Concepts, ideas, awareness are generated through a combination of light and dark. But light is free. Darkness is what generated the distortion. So, for the longest time, longer than this life, distortion is what has largely formed our condition. And I will go into this in slightly different ways in the next episode. However, I want to stay focused on this. So a lot of people out there, a lot of light workers out there, tend to perceive that being human is a punishment, is a cruelty, is a terrible thing. They want to be anything but. They feel trapped. But here's the thing. We are now in a time where that which generated this distortion has gone. Done, gone, finished. Darkness has left the building and will never return. It's over. The enslavement, the violation, whatever you want to call it, it's finished. We still have this mass loads of distortion through our form. And it requires us to clean up and reclaim our forms for ourselves, increasingly coming home until we are whole. And our choices then will be founded very differently to what they have been. So your form, having been impressed with massive distortion, is now becoming increasingly available to you. And let's make this clear. It's not that you ever couldn't access your form. you have been doing so. The only thing that makes your life in any way moving in the direction of your choice that you might have friendships, relationships, family, that you might have some level or depth of financial security, or just even being able to keep a roof over your head, all the different possibilities that you have, food on the table, that you are able to walk or run or move. There are so many different ways in which distortion has hurt and caused harm, but you have in some way, to some degree or another, counteracted it so that you could generate a somewhat sustainable life. But I promise you, that is not all there is. Your form is increasingly available to you. Darkness is not here to covet it. And as you clear and eliminate distortion, you become increasingly home and free, having highest and greatest and freest consciousness available to you. You become increasingly switched on to what can be. So when we stand here together, shoulder to shoulder, holding the light, the first thing for you to comprehend is you are actually retraining yourself into freedom. You are retraining your form into your service. You are changing the whole dynamic of your existence. This is the journey that people, humanity are on right now, and you stand strong in that as you hold the light, your light. And as you do that, as you hold this choice, you are impressing on your form this condition of holding the light, of being one with the light. Of being strong, holding the light side by side, shoulder to shoulder with others who are standing strong and holding the light. Do you see? This is impressing on your form and becoming stronger. And as it does that, your form changes just like the clay. Your intention of holding the light changes the condition that you are holding in your form. And it becomes easier to do, and you become stronger in it. You build those muscles You change that condition for you. Do you see? This means that increasingly more of what you do, what you choose, as you come home, is founded in this strength of you holding the light, regardless of anything going on, you holding the light. Your light is your freedom. So increasingly, everything you hold for, everything you move towards and into, is founded in the freedom of your unique light. And to top it all off, you're not just supporting your own journey into wholeness, your own strength, your own freedom, but you stand as part of a mandala that resonates through all of humanity, the entire journey, that entire process of many people holding the light and coming home and getting stronger, holding it and developing it, generating it through their form into the world. So that it becomes a choice that becomes easier, more available to more individuals to make. I'm sure you have known people who are good people, people with light, but the struggle for them is massive. The distortion through their form is so debilitating. Imagine the transformation of that because of the holding of this mandala of this condition of hold each individual holding their own light. That holding in humanity that just makes it more available, the journey, the steps, the process, the progress available to individuals who will come home readily, but also those who are really battling, but are good people. Perhaps with this understanding, we can finally let go of blaming the victim. That would be good. Your freedom, you have every right to desire your freedom. To choose your freedom. And what you have to do, I won't say all you have to do because this is deep, strong work. What you have to do is come home. And coming home means developing your skill and practice of clearing your form of distortion and holding the light. And that is an unfoldment. The whole thing is an unfoldment. As you clear distortion and more light comes in, more aspects of you are able to come into wholeness, come home, and hold the light. And that means the remaining distortion, all the different ways in which your consciousness is held out of whack and twisted away from the truth of you, the light shines on them. And increasingly, what was unconscious becomes conscious. That happens. What was shut down becomes uncomfortable. And you discover more distortion that you had no idea was there. And you go through all the battle of it and you clear it. And more of you comes home. And as that happens, your choices, you are increasingly able to use your strength to hold through your form and as that happens, your life, your experience of the world becomes increasingly yours. You know you have that you've thought, I know I'm strong, I feel this, I do this, I can feel my strength, but why can't I do this? Why is my life this way? Why do I struggle with depression? Why do I have this experience? Why am I not able to save money? Why do I have terrible relationships? As you clear the distortion through your form, you are increasingly able to use that strength in more and more ways to bring you into the definition of the world, to bring you into the conditions that you choose for your life. Yes, you are free because darkness is gone. But until you clear the distortion and come home and become whole, you're not going to feel free, because what's designing your experience in life, what is designing your world, the conditions of the world, is the distortion and your strength of self is being used either against you or you're using it to create a relatively stable condition. Not great, not ideal, but better than before. Your form is something that is your right to know, and it is a key aspect of your freedom actually meaning something. Your light is something that is yours, and it is a key aspect to your freedom. In fact, without it, you can never be free. Without your light, you can never be free in any definition of the word. Your light is home. And the more you build and commit and hold presence with your light and living your light and we'll talk about that in detail too one day, the more you experience freedom. And when you combine the light and your form, blast through everything in this journey, because our experience of this journey home is actually pretty slow. Because it's painful, that makes it feel even slower. When you step outside of time and space, it's a condition. It's not a process in time and space. You observe it as different conditions of the here and now. But when you are living in time and space in this world, everything feels slow. However, the more you claim your presence, claim your light, and hold your form, the faster you experience increasing amounts or levels of freedom, degrees of freedom, conditions of freedom. It won't be over in a flash. This is a massive untangling, but it will move quickly and you will feel it. You will experience it. Okay, well, I have no time left to tell you anything further other than our next show in a month. If you're in the States, it's on the 8th of March, Monday the 8th of March. If you're in Australia, it's Tuesday the 9th of March. Pacific Standard Time I use as a general time just to make it clearer, just to give one set time. So right now, Pacific Time is in Standard Time. And so the time there will be 3 p.m. on Monday the 8th of March. In Australia, it's 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Okay, it is 10 a.m. Please join me. Continue to work to make this strong and deeply expansive for all who participate. Let's stand together, shoulder to shoulder, and hold our light. This is Daniela Breen, and thank you for joining me on The Light Show.